What's up? It's Moni. MIOUXNIE. I am sitting in my car right now. I don't know. This is like a yearly thing for the past like couple years. Getting these modes where it's like a transition is coming. And it always happens around the same time, I swear. And then I get like, it's like a shaking up, and then I look at it as being bad. But now that I think about it, it's like it's like the seasons are changing. Last year when this happened, I moved. I'm not moving anywhere. I'm staying where I am. But I just have to learn to navigate these transitions without feeling like I'm failing, because I've been making progress. I've been doing shit. Of course, like little steps, but progress is progress. So I've been making progress. Even though I look at it like it's not leaps, I'm ready to make some leaps in a direction that is going to catapult me to where I want to be. And then so I'm having these conversations like, so where is it that you want to go? And then when I actually like write it down, is like the direction that I wanted to go in, I looked at it like, well, that's the direction that I want to go in, but that's not what I want to do now. So I'm like, I actually need to reevaluate where I want to go, because the things that I had planned and how I used to feel about certain things is not the same anymore. And so every time, so during our seasons, life change, we have to make sure that we check where we want to go. Like, are we still in this? Is this still the same, or has this changed? Am I still wanting to be this type of business owner, or are you just doing it because it's a habit and this is what you've created? And this is not what you really want to do anymore. So after doing a little bit of deliberation, and I don't want to say sulking, but kind of like, I'm like, damn, Moni, you just be in modes. You be in modes where, like, just modes. Like, oh my God, what do I do now, God? Because I always feel like I need to be going full force. You don't always have to be going at 1,000 miles per hour. It is fine to sit down for a second. You've completed a goal, or you've gotten a certain place, to sit down for a second and evaluate where you're going and what you want to do. It's okay. Like, the only thing that I feel like I've known is go. Not slow down, not pause, is go. So when I'm not going, like when I'm not at like 100, then I feel like I fail. I feel like I'm failing. But I shouldn't feel like that at all. And I wonder how many other people do that just because they're at a down moment. Because right now, it's like I can't be, I'm not creative. Like, I'm creative. I'm always creative. But it's like certain things I'm like, okay, well, I can't make music right now. I'm not in, like, creative mode as far as music. I've been writing, but I haven't been able to perform on a song and actually create a song. It's like, it's not turning out right. Sounds like ass. And I haven't wanted to draw. I haven't wanted to burn any earrings. I haven't wanted to paint. I haven't wanted to do any of those things. And where I was at creative mode, at certain times of the years, I get in creative mode and I just want to like create. I am not in that. So I was feeling like, oh my God, I'm failure. I'm failing. But honestly, I'm not. It's just like the season. It's just like a season of, okay, give your creative spirit a break, because you are creative as fuck, and allow the other side of your mind to be used. The left brain side. So that's what I've been working on. And then I still feel like, even though I've been working on certain things with doing the left side of my brain, I'm like, should I still feel like, why do I still feel like I'm failing? And I'm steady moving forward, but steady moving forward doesn't always look like what you want to, what you think it should look like. Yeah, so I just need to talk it through. And plus, like, these days, it's like, who the fuck do you talk to? Like, I can't talk to my mom or my dad about this. Like, I have friends, but not a whole lot of business friends. So the conversation is different. I don't have a whole lot of people that think like me. So, and I guess the people who do think like me are probably trying to process it on their own too, so they don't sound stupid. Like, I ain't about to tell nobody this shit. I already feel stupid thinking about it right now. Now, if I open my mouth to tell somebody this, they really gonna think I'm dumb and slow and shit. I don't want to look slow. Be like, are you serious? You know, you don't want to look a certain way when it comes to, like, people. You don't want people to think you shit. I mean, there's some creative people that, you know, I say a couple things to here and there, but I be like, I don't want them to think that I'm, golly, how old are you? Shit. Girl, get it to damn gather. So, yeah, that's me. But I've been craving creating. But then when I try to open up, when I try to, like, start a song or whatever, the song sounds like a bunch of ass cracks smacking, like, farting. Or it just, I know I'm exaggerating, but it just don't sound great. I'm like, this shit is horrible. All right. So I got some of that out. I just need you to get it out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just need to get it out. I really do wish for people to have success, wealth, health, prosperity, love, and money. I do. I also wish it for myself. But I do understand that
I need to focus my attention. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. So I need to make sure that my attention and energy is flowing in the direction that I really, really wanted to go in. So yeah. All right. Well, that's the end of this podcast. I hope you are enjoying your day. Why are these people flying through this damn parking lot like this? Ooh, it's irritating. Getting irritated. I hope y'all have a great day. Be easy. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself some grace, like they say, I've heard. Like, give yourself. Day to you. Good day. It's Moni, uncut, MIOUXNIE. How are you doing today? How you feeling? I know I haven't really been on here posting anything. I've been living life though. I mean, if you're on Instagram, then you'll be able to find out. If you're watching me on Instagram, because I don't really post to Facebook anymore. Unless it's my Facebook, like, business page, the page. I don't post to my regular Facebook anymore. It's just, like, why? Like, I'm not going to please everybody. And I rather just have the people who are just invited to, like, they want to see me, rather than the people that I know could care less and would rather not see what I'm doing, to then I have, you know, my face posted up, painted and stuff. I'm like, you know, some people like it, some people don't. I'm like, look, if y'all want to see me for real, then follow me on Instagram. IG, MIOUXNIE. While I sip my coffee. Yeah. I was thinking about, as people age, just people watching, like, over the past few months, just people watching, and seeing the pattern of how people are after a certain age. It's like the whole, and this is the wrong way to think, I guess, because this is, No. Okay. So after watching, and I realize that how a person is at a certain age is just who they are. That is it. That's just who they are. So when you see that, recognize it and know it. It takes so much more energy and strength and drive and everything to be something that you are something that you are not. It takes separation, like it really takes some determination, man. Like, so when you see a person at, I don't know what age it starts. I don't really know. But if you see the person, you see how they are, that's just trust that. Because that's just what it is. That's what it is. Like, I'm saying the true colors. I'm not saying how they're trying to pretty up themselves and make themselves look good. Or like, yeah, you know, this is me. No, trust that the person is who they are. So let me go back to my life before 2017. First of all, I was miserable. because I felt like I wasn't doing anything, even though I was in stores and I was making skincare, and I wasn't able to express myself in the way that I felt like I needed to, as far as music, as far as art, as far as those things. I separated that person and I made her dormant. Like, the whole self, my whole self was never out. Like, I only showed, like, yeah, I would laugh, I'm giggly, and, you know, I'm a happy person. But I wasn't able to express myself fully. I had a lot of hurt and pain and trauma and stuff. And I had partially started healing in 2015 when I started writing about my life. So after 2015, and then, you know, 2 years pass, and I'm like, okay, I got over that part with that. Now I need to get past this next part. And it was a struggle, because you know that a decision that you make at a certain age, at a certain point in your life, when you're impacting a lot of people, you know, when you're impacting families and you're impacting, you know, your animals and your lifestyle and other people's lifestyles, when you're impacting that, then you're like, you second guess it, and you're like questioning it, and you're like, yeah, maybe not. But when you push past it, that's when you're able to see real growth in yourself. That's when people are like, oh, okay, she's not average. Like, no, I'm not average. And I don't want to be considered that. I want people to look at my life and be like, okay, she went from here to here to here to here. Yes, leveling up. That's what we're supposed to do, to me, in life, is continue to grow. But for the majority of people, and it just is what it is. Like, you can't control anybody's actions. You can't control what anybody else does, sees, says. You can't control shit. The only thing you can control is yourself. So after a certain point in life, when all you're seeing is a person being this one particular way, and nothing's changing, it's like a rubber band. It's like, okay, they've stretched out, you know, stretched out, oh, the bounce back. Like, it's not a bounce back to a good place. Like, our bounce backs need to be bounced back to a good place. Like, if we, you know, go too far and we're not working out and, you know, we're not, like, taking care of ourselves. I mean, like, a temporary, you know, to the left, or maybe 2 weeks. Oh, shit. Well, shit. I feel like I'm falling off. I need to get right back to where I was. You know, that's the bounce back that you need to do. Not bouncing to the New Year's resolution. Oh, it's 2023 and I'm going to work out. I said I'm going to work out. And you work out for 2 weeks and then you say, fuck this shit. Like, then you're reverting back to your shitty life. But we want to push past that. Push past that point to where, like, we make better habits for ourselves. Because we are people of habit. We create habits for ourselves. We're used to it. We're comfortable with it. We rest in it. We fucked up in it. And we won't move past those habits because that's where we are. And a lot of people, because after talking, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. Because, I mean, mainly men, because I don't really have a whole lot of women friends. It's just don't. I know a lot of women say that, but I mean, growing up a tomboy and always having male friends, and I was always feeling like they were my brothers and stuff like that. It's just easier for me. It's more natural for me to talk to dudes. So it's harder now when a lot of dudes are married or they have, you know, a girlfriend or whatever, because I ain't looking at them like that. And, you know, the girlfriend might be like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. And, you know, I get it. So now I do a lot of talking to myself, or I talk to single men, and we talk about relationships, we talk about life, because that's what life is, you know, it's conversations, you're gonna talk about life. Anyways, so what I found out and realized is that a lot of people are who they are. They may say, oh yeah, I really aspire to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this. But if a person, not saying that they won't, not saying it won't, but if a person is not making any changes or any, you're not seeing anything that's showing you that they're going in that direction, whether it's, I mean, it could be as simple as you don't fucking watch TV. You can watch TV, but I'm just saying, this is just an example. I mean, cause I watch, you know, Netflix every now and then. But, and I'm still a girl, y'all, I'm leveling up regularly. But, so you can, you have, you know, somebody, and if they just, you know, all they want to do is watch TV all day, they don't go to the gym, they work and complain, oh, what are you doing? Well, I'm doing the same thing. You know, I got to do this weekend. And, you know, I got to do that every weekend. I work during the week, so, and I do this. It sound like they're damn near hopeless. Shit, I don't want to be a part of that. Nigga, come out of that. Come out of that. Why are you there? Because it's comfortable for you. Because it's comfortable complaining, and misery loves company, and you want me to be miserable with your ass. Hell the fuck no. So, I'm going to go ahead and say, hell the fuck no. If you're miserable, don't call my fucking phone, okay? You listen to my videos, you get inspired or whatever, but I'm not about to be brought down with your misery. Yes, we all go through shit. And I understand that. And I'm not afraid to be like empowering to anyone, but I refuse to allow anyone's negative energy to bring me down to hell where they at. I've already been there several times. I lived there. I had a whole house in hell. Matter of fact, I moved out of one house in hell and moved into another one. So shit, I already know what hell feels like. My mental hell inside of my head, I don't need nobody else's. So stop trying to like bring everybody else down with you. If you want to level up, and if you want to change your life and do something different with who you are, don't talk about it. Just fucking do it. I may not be the richest. I'm not the smartest. I'm not the most creative. I'm creative as fuck, though. I might not be, you know, every man's dream woman. I don't give a fuck, because I don't want every man any motherfucking way. But I love me. I love who I have become. I am at peace with myself. Yes, I struggle sometimes on it. I'm not daily because I'm good. But I am to the point to where I don't need a man. Would I like one? Absolutely. But I don't need a man. I'm reading and learning and everything and listening to podcasts and, you know, books and all that kind of stuff. You learn that you need to be good with you. Being good alone. Being good with you. And not feel lonely. Like, I'm not saying that I just want to be by myself all the time, because, you know, a Scorpio is good with solitude anyway. they gonna make the best of their damn solitude. But of course, I want to be around people and everything like that or whatever. And most people in life, they want to be around people. But when I separated myself from everybody and everything that I knew and moved to a place where I knew not of and decided to make a life there, that was one of the most refreshing things that I could have done. And it didn't even feel like, for some reason, it didn't even feel like I was by myself. Yet, I was a couple hours away from my closest, you know, people. But it's a thing to where it changes you. It makes you learn yourself. It makes you focus on you. You're not focused around other people, and you feel you will learn to be comfortable with yourself if you learn, if you try, if you learn to grow. Some people can move to that place and be like, I hate my life, and they can go downhill from there. But you get to choose your road. No one can choose your road for you. You can choose a left or a right. I'm going to go and I'm going to be prosperous. I'm going to focus on positive things and I'm going to listen to positive shit all the time. Or you can be like, I hate my life. Nobody likes me. No, you can focus on that. Now, did I have days like that? Hell the fuck yeah, all the time. But I allowed the positive energy even when I didn't feel like it. I would listen to positive books. I listened to The Secret over and over and over and over again while I was asleep. I let it go into my head. I let it go into my spirit. So when I woke up, I was in a better mood. I had turned off all, like, I wasn't listening to, the only music that I really listened to was mine. So it was like positive, more positive music, inspirational music, even though I cuss and shit, but it was more positive inspirational for me because it was my creation. So I was focused on being positive, and the positive outweighed the negative. So I was able to continue to level up. But we have to grow some balls and be able to separate ourselves and to be able to level up. Again, I'm not at the place where I absolutely need to be, but god damn it, I am so far from where I was, and I am at peace with where I am, and I am still leveling up. I'm still growing. But watching so many people around, oh, I'm gonna do this. Yeah, I'm gonna eat better. Well, I'm gonna do that. And it's not like you don't really have excuses. You don't have a reason why you can't eat healthier. You just want some chips. Well, I mean, every now and then, like, don't get me wrong. I am very healthy, a very healthy eater. I've made myself that way. I don't eat McDonald's. I don't eat out. I cook for myself. I like vegetables and fruits. I will cut them shits up. I don't always feel like it, but my drinks in the house are water, juice, coconut water, and coffee. I don't drink Kool-Aid. And I mean, I do have wine that I drink. You know, I might have a glass, you know, a few times a week, but like, I decided that I want to make sure that my life is going down up a healthy path, a healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally. I don't want to be an emotional wreck going into new friendships, an emotional fucking wreck. Nobody want to be around that shit. I don't. So that's another reason why I separated myself. Because I was like, would I want to be around me right now? And the answer a lot of times was, you know, no. So, I want to, you know, be someone that people actually want to be around. Even though people love me, shit. I can see why, because I'm amazing. But people love my energy because I decided to make sure my energy was good. Yes, again, I cuss and I say ratchet shit sometimes, but my energy stay on good because I choose whether it can be good or bad. people take that and they'll run with it. So if I have, you know, an emotional moment and I'm sad and frustrated and mad or whatever, she said she was always, no, you still have emotions, okay? We're not goddamn robots. But just learn to come out of that space, redirect your energy to a positive space. Because So just make sure your energy is flowing in a positive space. It's going to a positive direction. Like, just focus on what you want. Yes, there will be negative times. Yes, there will be bad times where you be like, fuck this shit. Drink a glass of wine. You put on some positive words. And go to sleep to your positive affirmations. And wake up. Get the fuck up. Get up at 6:30. Even if you don't feel like it. And that's another thing. We will not do shit that we don't feel like doing. I gotta have that dick. I gotta have that pussy. Oh no, I ain't doing without that. We don't know how to live without shit. We're so like, I gotta have it at that moment. We don't know how to live without shit. We don't know how to fast. Fasting was more for, it wasn't just for like losing weight. It wasn't just for so-called spiritual journey. It's like a whole lifestyle of fasting from the things that you do so you can get into a habit of good things, so you can clear out your mind, so you can clear out your body, so you can refresh your, jumpstart your system. It's just, there's more to it. It's not just fasting from food. Yeah, fast from sex. Don't have sex. Everybody can't do that. But, I mean, because everybody don't want to. Now, I'm not talking if you're married. Now, that's something totally different. I'm talking about if you in if you not in a relationship and you over here, well, because what is it going to do? Because if you having sex with somebody and one moment you like them, next minute you don't. Okay, well, your only thing was at least the sex was good, or we had some good times, and now on to the next person. I mean, yes, sex is amazing. Feels good. It's part of life. But then I was thinking, like, there's more to sex than just that nut. It's more to it than that. It's sensuality, the relationship, the comfort, the protection. It's like the whole thing. And if you don't have all that, then you just have a nut, which I can do by myself as many times as I want to at any time without having anyone there. So, one or the other. Of course, I'd rather have that, I'd rather have the tool. But at the same time, I like my peace of mind, goddammit. And so, like, even with, okay, so that's one instance, the sexual having sex or whatever. So, you know, it's easy for me to say to refrain from sex, but that's harder for some people. I get it. Okay, whatever. But you still should do it. And then there is, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing if you do it. Okay. But I'm just saying. And then there is, there's food. Oh, but that, you know, that's such and such. That's good. It tastes good. It's convenient. It's there. It's like, okay, well, so is a salad at the store. Well, so is some fruit. You can get some fruit at the store as quick as you can get a pizza, right? I mean, don't make excuses. Make adjustments. And that's what we have to do. Like, if we open our eyes to see what's around us, we can actually see more of what's there. We focus on what we necessarily want, if we want like a whole, oh, I just want something convenient. We go to eat out every day at Chick-fil-A and eat out every, well, I ain't saying Chick-fil-A is bad, but I mean, eating fried foods every day ain't good. Eating fries and stuff. You need to eat some damn salads and lettuce and shit. And then, or are we drinking every day because, you know, that's, you know, I'm drinking every day. I have a couple shots every day and you don't drink no damn water. And like, and then you start having issues with your body because you're not taking care of it. And then now you having to deal with these issues. Now your body is not sleeping correctly. You're not feeling good. You pull muscles, so you're walking crazy. And then that makes you even more upset. So your mind is, you know, you're mad. So when you're working, that's affecting your job, it's affecting your lifestyle, it's affecting your relationships. So basically what I'm saying is fix yourself, goddammit. Stop making excuses why you can't fix yourself and why you don't want to change your life and just change it. The older you get, the harder it is, because you've already established roots into your mess or into your bad habits. There's already roots there, and those roots are deeper, so it's harder. But if you just stop and you just cut the shit off, just, matter of fact, just cut the motherfucking tree down, okay? Just cut the whole motherfucking tree down and plant another tree. Cut that and dig up them damn roots. You know, just cut the shit down, okay? I know that's easier for me to say than do, but I mean, I already did it. Shit was hard as fuck, but I did it. I was alone in the city for 2 years by myself, and I didn't know anybody. And then I started meeting a couple people, so. But still, I was still by myself. And then I moved to another city, still pretty much by myself. But now I actually have more people around me, more people to get involved with. And I'm allowing people in my space. Because before, I didn't want people in my space anyway. Because I was like, if you got some badass energy, then like bad as hell energy, some fucked up energy, I don't want it. But anyway, all right, I'm done talking. I hope y'all have a great day. Remember to love yourself. Look in the mirror, tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing, strong, competent. You are healthy, wealthy, successful, prosperous. You're making shit happen, and you love yourself. You love yourself. You love yourself. You love yourself. And I hope y'all have a great weekend or a great week whenever you listen to this, or a great 2023, because we almost motherfucking there. Look me up on Instagram, MiouxNie. That is Moni. And I'll talk to you soon. Y'all be easy. It's Moni.